caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you being here today. We have an excellent program for you here. We have my friend and special guest in the studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner, operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be back. And again, hopefully we can give some great information to your listeners and be of value to them.
Excellent, excellent. I know you will. You're always full of wonderful information. And for our listeners, write down this phone number. You are going to be very interested. If this service is in your anywhere on your radar, you're going to want to reach out to Ben. It's 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005, and that's the toll-free number for Home Downsizing Solutions. And then you could also go online. It's a brand new website. It's an awesome site. Check it out at homedownsizing.com, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, remind us again, tell us about the services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions.
Absolutely, Steve. One of the things I guess I like to, a phrase I like to use is we provide the fastest, easiest, most convenient way to sell a house and downsize or move into senior living. We attempt to do everything that we can to make it as easy and stress-free for the homeowner and the families involved. Often, of course, you know there are families involved to help a person get from point A to point B. And especially if they're out of the area, if there's multiple siblings involved, we, by being able to buy the house in its as-is condition, with or without all the stuff, and allow a person to stay in the house sometimes for up to 90 days, sometimes or more if we have arrangements for that, just doing everything that we can to make selling the house and moving to senior living or downsizing as easy as possible so that the family doesn't have to stress about that house.
You know, I am going to speak with one of my latest clients about Home Downsizing Solutions. Long story short, we were going to look for a place for both the husband and wife. Unfortunately, he very unexpectedly passed away, and they did not see that one coming. I mean, he had some health issues, but this was a total surprise. Horrible situation. And so I had to shift gears and then look for placement just for mom rather than mom and dad. And so it kind of narrowed the scope a little closer to the kids' house. And the kids are saying, hey, we don't want to deal with the house. She's saying, I want out of the house. And she's kind of throwing a lot of stuff away, and she's wanting to move fairly soon. So that might be kind of a perfect opportunity for Home Downsizing Solutions to come in. And you buy the house as is. In as is condition, you can take what you need and just walk away.
Correct. If a person doesn't want to or isn't able to do repairs and updates, if the house needs that, that's the typical house that we work with does need some repairs and updating. If they don't want to get the house into a show-ready condition and have showings or have the house kept in show-ready condition and prepared for showings at any given time, then we can be an excellent alternative to a traditional listing. So again, we just do whatever we can to make it as easy as possible for the person to or family to sell that house and focus on the more important things, which is getting a parent or loved one to a better place for them.
Yep, absolutely. And the niche that you have really developed and carved out over all of these years is really focusing on a senior looking to move from their home to a senior care community. That's kind of a segment, if you will, that you serve very, very well.
Well, thank you. That's obviously what I've tried to do for years. Again, the first 10 years that I was in this business, I focused, really didn't focus on any specific place and quite frankly, wasn't quite sure why a person would sell a house in any other manner besides through an agent.
Yeah.
But it was after the 2008 market correction that more and more seniors or people that owned their house a long time didn't have to sell. They had no absolute need to sell, but they wanted to. And so they found the services that we offer, making it very easy to sell the house in its as-is current condition, with or without the stuff. And they could just easily move to the new home that they wanted to get into. And so that's what really taught me about how important the service was and why now I focus on helping people that want to downsize and move to senior living.
Absolutely. If this is on your radar, if this is raising some questions and you're like, well, now, wait a minute, maybe we need to look into that, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online to the brand new website. It's a very nice website, homedownsizing.com, just like it sounds, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, speaking of the traditional real estate market, I'm hearing that houses, at least in the Midwest and especially where I live, they're still going, you know, 20 showings in a day and 10 offers over list. So it's still very, very hot in our area.
In general, I think that's correct. Even though interest rates have doubled or so, approximately, in the last 12 months or so, because of that, some of the issues are that people aren't selling their house and moving, because if they sold their house, if they have a 3% interest rate on, they don't want to buy a different house and now be looking at a 6 or 7% interest rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people are staying put, which is reducing the supply of housing on the market. And so that's, even though interest rates have gone up as much as they have, it's still a pretty good market for sellers out there. I'd say from what I've seen and heard, it's more difficult for if a person has, again, repairs, if a house needs repairs and updates, maybe not quite so much of a hot market than it was 12 months ago. But certainly if a house is in great condition and is what buyers are looking for, then it still is a very difficult market to find a home,
yeah,
and a very good market if you're looking to sell.
And that's right. And I guess the caveat is there is demand if that is a walk-in, livable, ready-to-go house that's in basically new condition or it's been completely updated, overhauled, and the new buyer just literally walks in and they set up shop and they don't have to do anything. If you're in a house that your parents have lived in for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it's probably not in, retail ready. I wouldn't think.
Correct. And that typically, I would agree with you there that most retail buyers are going to see, some dating, some things that need to be updated, some repairs that need to be done. And yes, they're going to be more critical of that house that doesn't have new kitchens, new bathrooms, all the new things. And that's a big question. If a person wants to sell a house, do you want to call contractors? Do you want to work get multiple contractors for bids and everything that comes with that to ensure that all the work is being done up in good quality too? So yeah, you don't just want something done and thrown together. That's all things that a person needs to take into account if the house does need repairs and updates, of which avenue to sell that house is best for them.
And a lot of these older homes that need, repairs, updates, et cetera, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, maybe $50,000 to $100,000, depending on the size of the house and a lot of other factors. But I'll tell you what, if I'm the adult children and I've kind of inherited this house, I don't think I want to deal with all that. I would rather just call you and say, hey, why don't we just talk about selling this as is so I can just really conveniently just walk away.
Correct. It's, you watch all the DIY shows and it's a great thought of bringing in people and making a house brand new again. And some people are very good at that. But if a family is, especially if a family is the siblings or the kids are out of the area and they need to help the parent or loved one get to someplace better, then it can turn into a nightmare as well.
Yeah, I personally would not want to take that on. Right? So again, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online at homedownsizing.com. We'll have more with Ben coming up in just a minute. But first of all, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
A person to become a franchisee with Home Downsizing Solutions does not have to be a real estate professional. And I'm primarily looking for a person that is possibly or probably already in the senior living space or providing services to seniors in some manner and would like or understands, I guess, and sees the value of providing a real estate solution to seniors that want to sell a house and downsize. And so if a person wants to be of value to seniors, that's really what we're looking for with that. But yes, a person does not have to be a real estate professional to purchase a franchise.
Okay, that is really good to know. And I think it's really important to cover that because I think a lot of people probably think, oh, well, you have to be a realtor. Or they, mm-hmm. they make some assumptions that, well, that's not totally true.
That's correct. A person does not have to be a licensed agent in order to become involved with this.
And in fact, you don't have to be a licensed agent at all to buy someone's house in an as-is condition and help them, you know, with that transition to that next step into senior care, et cetera. That's a license not required at all.
Correct. In my case, I do have a license. For me personally, I think that's a good thing because sure. that way I can offer a homeowner multiple solutions. If I was just an agent and wanted to just list houses, I've known of circumstances where agents have pushed a homeowner in that one direction because that was the only solution they could provide. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, if a homeowner or a home buyer is not licensed, then they're hesitant to offer any other solution. So that's another reason why we're a great fit for people is because we can offer multiple solutions for getting a house sold for individuals.
Just another reason to reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. I almost said homedownsizingsolutions.com. That still works, doesn't it?
That does still work, yes. Either way.
Okay, but we're gonna shorten it up, make it so easy to remember, homedownsizing.com. All right. And then, Ben, on the break, you had mentioned another service and just another way to help your clients getting creative.
Correct. The one thing that I've always tried to do over the 25-plus years now that I've been in this business is always trying to stay in front of competition, I guess you might say, always trying to, more importantly, provide the services that people want from a home buying company and provide the best services with the best value for them. And so one thing that I'm considering offering is the ability for people to sell a house and stay in the house. So some people may have heard of those services out there. There's not a lot of them, but I think there are a couple of them that are out there. Mm-hmm. And so I am considering adding that to our list of services as well. So if a person wants to stay in a house, but especially, and to step back a little bit, I have heard that I think up to 90% of seniors want to stay in their house as long as possible.
That is absolutely a fact.
That is a fact. And,
yeah.
And I don't blame them a bit. If I was comfortable in my home that I've been in for years and years, I think I'd want to stay in the house too. And so I think a lot of times, or sometimes I should say, a person wants to stay in a house, but maybe there are modifications that need to be made to the house in order to be safe in that house. And that's something that I think we could do if we were to purchase a house, make the modifications that a person wants or needs, mm-hmm. and then let the person rent the house back or have some type of arrangement mm-hmm. if they need in-home care. I think we could work that into the equation as well.
Okay.
So again,
that's more
just
of
looking,
a kind of a turnkey approach in with that type of a service.
Correct. Again, just looking to take what a person, a homeowner wants to see happen and figure out how we can best serve them for that.
Okay, that sounds very, very interesting. So yet, this is, again, another way to serve clients and meet their needs, because this isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. Some people may want to sell their house, and maybe they're ready to move to a senior care community, but it might be a few weeks or maybe a month and a half before their assisted living apartment's available. So that's the solution for them. Maybe this is a retail sale solution. Ben can help you with that. Maybe you want to stay in the house, but you want to sell the house and then have that wrapped into this holistic approach with home modifications, bringing in care, et cetera. So all of these solutions are available to you. Again, with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, let's not forget to mention your book. I looked at that again, and it's loaded with great information.
Well, thanks, Steve. That's obviously what I have tried to do by creating that, is to give a person that is looking to downsize or sell a house and downsize or move to senior living as much information about the process of selling a house as I can. The other thing that I'll mention here today is I am looking at writing another book.
Okay.
That is hopefully going to be of more value to individuals that would have the same content as this Home Downsizing Secrets does, but also have more information about the different steps before selling a house.
Okay.
And you might say the different services available or that could be available to help a person that wants to sell a house and downsize. So, senior placement services, for instance, senior move managers. And so I think there's a lot of other information that I can incorporate into that book, again, to have the book be of more value. And that's something that I'm always trying to do. And so if your listeners have any ideas of what they would like to see in the book that would help them out, I'm always open to new ideas, of course.
Absolutely. So give your feedback. First of all, request a copy of the book. Ben, how much is the book?
The book is free.
Okay. And what's it called again?
Home Downsizing Secrets.
Okay. And how would they get in touch with you and request a copy of Home Downsizing Secrets?
They can go to the website, homedownsizingsecrets.com. And the book is free. They just pay shipping and handling. And that's really the best way to contact us for the book at this point.
Okay. And if you have any ideas, just say, hey, Ben, I think this would be a good idea for your next book. So that's really cool that you're writing another one. Again, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again, Steve. And as always, hopefully the listeners receive some value. And if they have any ideas what they'd like me to speak about in regards to downsizing, I'd love to talk about that.
Excellent. Excellent. Reach out to Ben right away, and he will take great care of you. And with that, don't go away. I'll be right back in just a minute.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So I have been talking with a lot of people over the last, 4, 5, 6 months about moving from their home to one of these continuing care retirement communities. And there are so many moving parts to this. And in fact, in my opinion, it's definitely the most difficult transition to try to navigate just because of the complexity and all of the different multiple levels of care that are offered, as well as the various pricing models. So I just wanted to talk about that today. And I very recently had a meeting with a really nice family, and they're like, you know, we're not sure. We definitely want to move into a place that has assisted living that is connected to long-term care. So we have that continuum. But we may or we may not move into independent living because, I mean, we're living in our own home. They have a beautiful home. They said, we may just do independent living here. And I said, okay, well, that makes sense. So, but they're not sure which way they want to go. We talked about all the different options. So I also want to talk to you about that a little bit later, but first let's talk about a CCRC. What is that? And in healthcare, we have so many acronyms and abbreviations. I don't want to be that guy throwing them around and then expect that everyone else knows what that is. So if you hear the term CCRC, what that stands for is a continuing care retirement community. And what that means is that they have the big three. And is designed to age in place. So they have independent living, and then they have assisted living, and then they have available long-term care. And the whole concept of that is you sell your house, you move into a nice independent living apartment. Some places do have villas, although most of the inventory in our area here in the Kansas City market are apartments. But around the entire country, you have a variety of options. You have, and I would still say the majority would be apartments, but you have freestanding villas, very nice. You have duplexes, fourplexes, and you have a lot of other options. So the concept is to move into independent living where you don't have to deal with mowing the lawn and home ownership maintenance and all of that. Okay. And they make one or two meals for you per day there. So you can still do some cooking. You have a fully equipped kitchen in your independent living apartment, and you are on your own. This is your space. You're fully independent, but you're clearly not alone. You are around other people. So there are socialization opportunities. Typically, they'll have some transportation that can take you out to the grocery store maybe once a week, do some general shopping once a week, do some activities, that kind of thing. Go to the ball game, go to a musical performance, go to a movie, et cetera, et cetera. So that is independent living, and the idea is to, again, it's a lifestyle change. You let your hair down. You don't have to worry about all of this stuff, and they provide housekeeping and everything else. So super convenient. And then as you age in place, the whole concept, you age in place, and they've got you covered. So if you need some help down the road a little ways with your ADLs, that's activities of daily living, help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, dispensing your medications, help using the restroom, help with some incontinence support and management to a point. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. They distribute your medications. I think I mentioned that. There's transportation to go out to see your doctor. Many doctors will come to you and make a house call. A huge amount of social activity, social engagement is something I believe that's just generally undervalued, but it's super, super important. So a lot of support in the assisted living level. So if you need some help, a little bit of help or a lot of help with some of those items, then you can easily transition down the hall or maybe across the campus if it's a campus style of an arrangement and receive that type of support and care. And then if you decline further and you need more help, that falls really more into the heavier care category, maybe you have some medical situations or conditions that need to be managed and intended to, you can then transition again down the hall or across the campus to long-term care. And they've got you covered. They've got all of your care needs covered for life. That's the whole concept of it. And to where you can age in place. Now, some of these are in one building, and they're usually pretty good sized buildings that just kind of go and go and go. But you have part of it is independent living. You go down the hall to assisted living, go across the hall or down the hall again to long-term care. And you literally never have to change your address. It's everything is right there for you. Some of them are campus style models with separate buildings for each level of care. And they may have multiple independent living buildings. And then you have typically you'll have one, maybe a couple of assisted living buildings. And then typically you'll have one long-term care building. And so it may be on a campus type of a setting. And we have a couple here in the Kansas City area. And I know other places around the country have this as well. But it's like a small city. I mean, it really is. It's like a small city. One of them in particular, they have their own ambulance and their own fire service, fire department. So it literally is a small city. But most of them are smaller than that. But anyway, some of them are a rental only type of an entrance. So when you start at independent living, their model is rental only. They don't have that upfront deposit, the large deposit. And you just, their approach or their model is that you just pay for what you use or what you need as you go along. I would say more often than not, most places would have what's called an entrance deposit, which means that you're writing a six-figure check, typically a couple hundred thousand, upwards of maybe 600, 800,000. You get in some of the places with a much higher cost of living, it could easily be over $1 million. I've done a couple of searches in the California area, and they were well over $1 million. But the cost of living was really high in that particular area, in the Palo Alto, California area. But the bottom line is there's a large upfront fee, and typically it's a 90-10, maybe an 80-20, where 90, let's say it's a 90-10. 90% of that entrance fee is refunded to you if you should choose to move, or if you should choose to live there and age in place, and then you pass away at some point, and most people do that, then 90% of that goes back to your estate. Okay, so that's how that works. And then part of that contract is, you know, you've paid this money in, you're going to get most of it back. There's an opportunity cost because you're not making money on your money while you're there. Pretty obvious. But we guarantee that we will provide you the care that you need. So there, you're buying a lot of peace of mind with these entrance deposit models. Now, there's also another one called a life care community, and that is where over a period of time, so there's one that just comes to mind, over 50 months, 2% per month is an amortization schedule. So 2% from my pile goes to their pile. And in 50 months, my pile's down to zero. Their pile is up to whatever that entrance fee was, say $300,000. Well, what do I get for that? And for that life care agreement or life care community and that type of a contract, what you get is, and again, just the particular one I'm thinking of off the top of my head, let's say you move into independent living and it's $4,000 a month. Well, they lock you into that price for life. So you move to assisted living and you're paying $4,000 and maybe the market rate is $7,000. You're saving $3,000 a month. It's a big discount. Let's say you move to long-term care, you're paying $4,000, and let's say the monthly cost there is $10,000. Now you're saving $6,000 a month. So what you're doing is you're essentially prepaying for discounted future healthcare costs. That's exactly how that works. And again, I've been working with so many families over the past several months that need my expertise to help them determine the best options. And if that describes you, if you're like, now, wait a minute. Now, we've been thinking about this, but we didn't know that. And look, I'm just scratching the surface on this. There is so much to be aware of. And there's so much to uncover and understand that, I mean, it is, this is clearly the most complex one to try to have to figure out, again, because of all of these moving parts. So if this is getting your attention, if you need help trying to navigate this to make sure that you find the right fit and the best place available, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. And look, this number is good all over the country. I've helped people all over the country. Okay, so it doesn't have to be just here in Kansas City. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I have a whole lot more about CCRCs coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so talking a lot about continuing care retirement communities, or a CCRC. And I mentioned earlier, a lot of people are very interested in just moving out of their house. It's just too much. And I've heard so many times, Steve, we use about 10% of our house and the rest of this big old house is just sits around empty. We don't even go to some of the rooms anymore. They're just sitting in there collecting dust, quite literally. And it's becoming a little overwhelming, and we just want to shed. We love our house. We raised our family in our home. We've been here for 30 years or a long time, but it's getting to be a lot, and we're ready for a lifestyle change. And again, so for people like that, and they want to move into a continuing care retirement community where the whole concept is literally to age in place and have all of your care needs provided for you, no matter what, okay, then you would be a candidate to move into the independent living portion of that continuing care retirement community. And again, you kind of let your hair down. You don't have to worry about if the hot water heater breaks and going with cold water for a day or two until the plumber comes out to fix it, and you pay the plumber $1,200 to replace your hot, all that stuff. You don't have to worry about if the roof leaks, you have to have the companies come out and fix it, repair the sheetrock and the ceiling and leaves in the gutter, and your sump pump's not working, you got some water in your basement. You don't worry about any of that stuff. Mowing your lawn when it's 108 degrees out, like we had a few days in Kansas City, yuck, right? And so, or dealing with snow if it's cold or whatever it is, you don't have to deal with it ever again. And so that's really super attractive to a lot of people. And then, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I have quite a few clients who say, I don't want to spend $4,000 a month for an independent living apartment. I get the attraction, but Steve, my house is paid off. I love my house. It's not overwhelming to me. So I think I'm going to stay in my own house, and that's my independent living. And then when we get to the point where we're going to start needing some support and some care at that assisted living level, at that point, we will move. And so I've had a lot of people ask the question, well, to move into a continuing care retirement community, do you have to start in independent living? And the answer is no. For most places, you can just go straight into the assisted living portion of the community, become a resident there, and then you age in place. And if you need more help than that, then you just transition to the long-term care part of it. All right, so that happens. Now, I would say a footnote to that. There are a number of continuing care retirement communities that are closed off to the public as far as trying to come straight into assisted living or try to come straight into long-term care. I'm thinking of one place off the top of my head to where they have so many independent living apartments and so many residents living in independent living that they have a very high number of them at some point will transition to their assisted living part, and they will transition to their long-term care. They have enough internal built-in demand to where they need all of their capacity in assisted living and long-term care just to accommodate their own independent living residents, if that makes sense. So some places are like that. So if you want to go to this one particular place, again, I'm thinking of off the top of my head, you do have to come into independent living. But I would say the majority of them don't have that kind of an issue. And you, if as long as they have availability, their assisted living and long-term care beds and apartments are always reserved first for internal candidates or internal residents. And then if they have any space over and above that, then they would bring in or consider allowing in an admission from outside of their community. So hopefully that makes sense. But you can go either way on that. Okay. And then here is a huge warning, and I'm not going to do the consumer alert and all that, but you need to understand this really, really, really clearly. Not all continuing care retirement communities have memory care. Let me repeat that. Not all CCRCs have memory care. And I'll tell you, there are some CCRCs that they don't even provide assisted living. They're independent living and long-term care, and they have a home care company that comes in to basically emulate assisted living in your independent living apartment, and that is essentially the same as hiring a home care company. That gets super, super expensive if you need too many hours per day. So that's something to consider. So there's so many wrinkles to this. It can get really confusing. I'm not confused by it, but I think most people are if they're not used to this or they're not from this business segment. So here's the challenge with no memory care. Someone there may say, oh, yeah, we take care of residents with memory issues. And that's true. That's true. So if you're like, oh, okay, well, hey, that's great. So you move in. And then let's say, you know, your husband has dementia. He's pleasantly confused. And he gets along just fine. They do a good job for him. They're doing a great job for him. And he's happy and they're happy and everything's going great. And then one day, he decides he's going home. Now, he has dementia, and home in his mind might be somewhere he lived 30 years ago. And he knows, he's looking around, and he's like, he's confused because, God bless him, he has dementia. But he's like, well, wait a minute, this is a pretty nice place, but this isn't where I live. I need to go home. So he puts his coat on, he walks out the front door, and he's going to walk home. And all of a sudden, they check, your husband's gone, they have to call the police, there's an APB out trying to find him because, you know, it's really cold outside and he could be injured or worse because of exposure and traffic and all kinds of terrible things can happen. And they find him and they bring him back and they say, all of a sudden they say, I'm sorry, but you're not going to be able to live here any longer because we don't have memory care. What? You told us that you can provide care for someone with dementia. We can, but now your husband is an elopement risk or a flight risk, and we don't have a separate memory care unit, and that's what he's going to need. We can't guarantee his safety, so you're going to have to move, and you get a discharge notice. That can happen, okay? And I'm not even making this. I'm not making it up. I'm telling you that this can happen. Okay, so if you want to avoid any potential major surprises like that, if you need help trying to determine exactly what you need and then have Senior Care Consulting research the market, identify our top options, then we'll go out together with you. We'll take a tour, gather a wealth of information, put it together in a report for you to help you make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. Call Senior Care Consulting. We can make this whole process very simple for you. 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.